Okay, so first I want to talk a little recruiting. You know, we can't talk about recruits, but you know, I know a couple guys from NIU said, "Oh, Coach Ward, he was our recruiter guy. He's our foot soldier. Go out there."
Right.
Do you see yourself as that's a strength of yours? Is relationships with kids and?
Absolutely. I mean, it's I enjoy doing it. I would say. I mean, that's one of the things that I think I bring to the table here, and I've been a guy who has loved to do that, you know, and it's all about relationships, like we always talk about.
Sure.
But that's what it's all about, I think. It's been fun. You mm-hmm. know, Coach is really energetic about it. He's passionate about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're doing some different things that are, and the kids are really responding out there.
That's good.
All types of kids from all over the country are responding, and that's, it's been fun.
Yeah. So you were at NIU, and you were also, was it Western before?
Yeah, or? Western Michigan, yeah.
So you've kind of recruited Chicago area and, mm-hmm. and others.
For the last 10 years, I've had a piece of Chicago from the public league, South Suburbs, all over, because I was at Western Illinois prior to that for 6 years.
Yeah, yeah.
All those years. So I've been a part of Recruit Chicago for the last 10 years.
Sure, sure.
It's been fun.
So what's it like to get, I mean, in a sense, this is a step up for you. You know, you've been in here, and this is the big time, you know, mm-hmm. Big Ten job and running backs coach. And, you know, is that pretty exciting for you and your family to, you know, take this next step for your career?
It's definitely exciting. What's exciting about it, it's not necessarily the Big Ten, which trust me, I'm fired up about it, but it's just having an opportunity to work for a great university like University of Illinois, first and foremost, and then a guy like Lovie Smith.
Yeah.
And then the staff that he's brought in, and get a chance to work with these guys, man, that are professional, that are, you know how to do it, you know, day in, day out, and just to be able to come in here and soak up all the knowledge and then be a big part of it is fun.
Now, have you put up the number one on the top 10 list yet, or is
I have
is,
put on number one.
I didn't see it yet. Man. Oh, yeah. I see. I've been up here for 24 hours.
Yeah.
So I missed
okay.
It.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to check it out. But it was Red Grange. The reason why Red Grange and Dick Buckets play here.
There you go.
So, but that one probably it's still getting hits right now. So.
Yep.
Yeah, I love being on the cutting edge of recruiting and just doing different stuff, man. You got to, kids respond to that. Like the thing we did the other night, we were up here after midnight, FaceTiming kids.
Once in April 15th is the open period.
Yeah, you should see the kids' face when they you talk to Coach Smith, but then when you see them, it's a different story.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Is it a bit of a scramble now? I mean, you know, you have to – you know, to even set up a big board of who your recruiting targets are. I mean, you're a little behind other schools,
but the great thing is I'm coming from college, so here's what, you know, a lot of these coaches. So you get in and you know people and then you know these players, like in South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've known these kids for 4 or 5 years.
Sure.
And at some place you may not be able to get them, but now, you know, we're here.
Yep.
We're going to have a chance to get these kids. Mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of them are excited about coming up this summer. We're excited, so I'm excited to get out and recruit here in a week.
Sure.
So it's busy.
Yeah.
You know, football recruiting all day long, but it's fun. That's why you do it.
Yeah.
Competitive.
Last question. Tell me about some of the running backs. You got mostly a young stable of running backs.
Right.
Keyshawn's a sophomore. Dre had the injury, so he's a freshman.
Right.
Reggie had the injury. He's a freshman. So.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you, today, man, you got a chance to see Keyshawn for a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and I think the best is yet to come from him. He's a sharp kid,
mm-hmm.
Really sharp in the classroom. And does a good job of, you know, picking up all the little things. What we've done, man, and really 4 installs and just giving these guys all this information, and they went out there and executed a lot. I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah.
And so we got a lot of work to do.
Yep.
But, you know, like you said, Dre's done a good job the entire camp. You know, he's a guy I've known about obviously for a while, being in the cab for the last 3 years.
Sure.
My kids, I've seen him and went to school with him the whole nine.
Yeah.
And then you have, I tell you, Kendrick Foster did a good job today. I was proud to see him. Again, we're going to see some mistakes on film that we got to go and correct.
Yep.
But overall, I was happy we took care of the ball. And then Reggie, he's done a good job his entire camp as well. So they all bring a little bit a different flavor.
Yep.
But we'll be fine.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Happy what we
good to meet you, Coach.
Thank you. All right.